Shalom Boker Tov. Go to page Kaf Bet, and the question prior starting was asked that really, what is simply Purim?
Yeah.
To answer that question in a simple form, we have two types of teshuvah. Teshuvah is to return. Whatever it is, to turn around. To turn around, it's a point of return. It's to create and cause a change, and always change for better. So God has put two sets of teshuvah, has put two in 1 year in two parts, from Nisan till end of Elul, beginning of Tishrei. It's the aspect of a nukva, or zahar, I would say, zahar. And from Tishrei till Adar is aspect of nukva. Now, both of them, zahar and nukva, have to have a or chozeh, a returning light. The returning light, which is the same thing as the concept of shivi'i, which is the sevens, shivi'i, because only is the Shivi that really is Shabbat Vayenafash. Yes. That means there is a Or Chozeh of receiving. It's only on Shabbat that you receive. Is applied in the aspect of Zahar V'Nukva of the year, which is the first 6 months and the second 6 months. And Ari says that really the 6 months, they are your two eyes and two ears and two nose, and the seventh is the mouth, is your mouth, which is your tefillah and all the prayers, which is the malchut of that 6 months. Okay. Now, the end of that 6 months, the first 6 months, which is the zahar, is Elul. Mm-hmm. What do we Elul? We start a process of teshuvah, silichot. And then there is a teshuvah of yirah, with Yirah, which is from the Aseret Yamim of Teshuvah, from the Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. What you do Teshuvah. You really reconsider, you return, you do, and that's where there is a 10 days of Nesirah. That means you are Achor Ba'achor. In reality, you are not, and you face your reality. That's what Panim BePanim is.
You mean the second set of Or Chozeh is Achor
B'Achor? No, the first you are Achor B'Achor. First you are not face to face. When you make a teshuvah, you are given a possibility and a chance to face to face your responsibility, your tikkun, and that's why it's the day of judgment.
Right.
Then there is the second aspect of the return, which is from the beginning of the Tishrei. After you were judged, and after you go through the Shmini Atzeret, and Hoshana Rabba, and Sukkot, and Chanukah, you come to a Purim, which is the end of the Nukva. That means Malchut of Nukvana. Now this is another set of Teshuvah, because there is another Malchut. After six, Shvi. Shvi is going to be again a Malchut. And that's why it says Shvi. It doesn't first say Shabbat. It says Shvi. So this Shvi starts after the 6 months is set up. So during this, the last month of the sixth of the Nukva, which is month of Adar, like smack in the middle, is when the moon, which is the Malchut aspect of the fullest, is called Purim. Now there is another set of teshuvah should be now. And what this teshuvah is not anymore with the yirah, is with ahava. Because the yirah that you brought in on Rosh Hashanah, that has accomplished that much of ahava. You created the vessel. The nukva is the vessel. And Tishrei is the aspect of Or Chozer by itself, which is the aspect of Nukva. That's why Taf, Shin, Resh. Now, this is not to go to detail, to look at the whole picture. of the whole year is. And Nukva has its own process, that's the second six. And the first six is the aspect of process of Zachar. Zachar and Nukva, Bara Otam, they are one. So that becomes 1 year. It's called Shana, comes with Lashon Shinui, change. And that's why you go through this process of change. You change your Zachar aspect, because each individual has aspect of Zachar and has aspect of Nukva. And that's a chain reaction to continue. Now, that brings us to aspect of, we are really in the section Aleph, Chelek Shlishi. And it says the following. If you go right on top of the page, the Ari part, V'acharei Pashtut Hazeh. There is a concept called Hitpashtut. Now, we learned on Tuesday, and we are going to learn this Tuesday, that there is a concept called Neshama Yetira. It's an extra Neshama. Now, this Neshama comes from above to below. It's a light called Mitpashet. There is a light that Mitpashet. And that's why one has to study that what it is Hitpashtut, what it is illumination. So it says the word V'acharei Hitpashtut Hazeh Asher Al Yado Nasim Yud Keilim. He says, listen, when there is a Hitpashtut of this light coming down, its purpose, which light is talking? Or Elyon, it's coming from himself, and it comes in, has one purpose, to establish Eser Keilim, Eser Sefirot, Eser Keilim, Nasu Yud Keilim, as afterward, nitlabesh atzmut ensof betocham. After the keilim are made, then the or ensof is going to lehitlabesh. Now we have to understand what libush means. Now, nitlabesh ensof betocham, vezesod atzmut. V'keilim. Now you have to remember this. And this is the secret of Atzmut, that means the essence, and Keilim. We have to understand what is Hitpashtut. We have to understand what it is aspect of Libush. And in order to understand, we prepared ourselves that what is Masach and what is Tzimtzum. Now, what is the difference between Masach and Tzimtzum? Because if these two things we don't understand clearly, we can't continue. That is very correct. The cause, tolada shel tzimtzum, that means what came out of this aspect of tzimtzum, called masach. So let's understand the cause first, which is called tzimtzum. How tzimtzum was made.
Also, one of them is voluntary versus involuntary.
That's also correct as well. Now, which one is voluntary? And which one is not voluntary?
The Masach is voluntary.
The Tzimtzum is not voluntary. And now, how this Tzimtzum was made? Why is not voluntary?
Because we can't handle the light.
Voluntary.
Or would go actually the other way. The Tzimtzum was voluntary. Dalit that voluntarily decided that she's not going to receive the light, and that's how Tzimtzum.
Yeah, basically, Dalit wanted to be more difficult with the light.
Right.
That's why it was voluntarily.
But basically, that's the relationship between us, okay,
So let's can't compare things with the creator because we don't have any idea what the creator is. So let's part of the discussion that you have right now is correct. It's very simple. Nekuda Emtsai, which is the Malchut, remember, Malchut Afensof, Nekuda Emtsai, Shmo. It was her decision to have more shivui tzura. So the cause of a tzimtzum is wanting to have more shivui tzura. This is of no alternative because Malchut of Ensof, that is, was her cheshe, that was her desire. This is not changeable. This we cannot, this thing has an energy. Of course it's an energy. It's a Malchut of Ensof. This thing decided. Just as simply doesn't want to receive because of receiving. She by itself decided the Tzimtzum to be there. And then the light withdraw. Then the light of Ensof withdraw. Okay, this is called Tzimtzum. Now what is Masach?
Masach is when the decision has been made and it's the law of the land, so it's implemented.
It's a set of gvulim, limits, that we will study, that does what? Essentially does what the Tzimtzum, but the Tzimtzum, whether I like it or not, happens. Whether I could, when the Torah says, Lishmor v'zuchoret Shabbat v'im chas v'shalom ata mechalel mut, yamut, it means it. Because the day that we are born, for as long as there is the sin of Egel Azav etzedat, as long as we are born, we are, as soon as we are born, we are one step closer to death. Every day, you are one step closer to death. It's mut yamut. Doesn't say immediately, but it says mut yamut. You will die as far as this world is concerned and as far as Olam Haba. So while you are here, the mercy, the rahmanut is given that while you are going through the process of dying, fixing the Olam Haba. So you will have continuity. That's why there is an aspect of Shabbat. But the tikkun of hishtokekut, of not receiving, no ratzon lekabel, not receiving, it's embedded in the system, right from and so. That's the tzimtzum. Automatically it's going to happen. Now it says, you know that this is automatic. You implement, you are Malchut. Malchut implemented a set of rules of Masachim that under these circumstances you can receive Or Chadash. That's the point. First, the Or that comes is really Or Chochmah. Then there is another set of or called or chasadim that has chokhmah in it, but the chokhmah is concealed, is mechuse. So masach is that instrument that does not allow, that means it obeys the law of the tzimtzum, obeys. That's the masach, that's the definition. That we said it's tolada shel tzimtzum. We said it tzimtzum caused it. So if tzimtzum caused it, what the metzam, the ma'atzil, the malchut of Ensof is going to put into the tolada? The capability, the koach of ikuv, because that was the reason the Tzimtzum was made. So the reason has to be implemented in the Masach itself. Are we clear in that? Is no, everybody, no, no. What is your problem? Because this we have to understand. It is the koach of the Tzimtzum that Masach uses, says, okay, you are automatic, I know. I want to get control of it, so I do it willingly. That means willingly, with ahava. I understand the idea of Malchut Af Ensof.
Right.
Willingly.
Okay. But you were talking about a Masach a minute ago.
This is the Masach. I build up the Masach.
Right.
The Tzimtzum is there. The Tzimtzum, whether you like it, you cannot affect it. You cannot delay it. You cannot do nothing to it. This is, let's say, the law of...
How the system is built.
Right.
Because the Malchut of Nekuda and say Shmo of and so made it herself.
Right.
So it of herself is within anything creates afterward. That's herself.
Right. And Masach is that entity that puts an end to all of my egoistic desire.
No, I don't know. No, Masach doesn't put an end to that. You
no.
Put the end to it.
By putting the Masach.
By you implementing the law. And the Masach is the law that gives you. It's the law that gives you the capability, the yecholet, the ability to set a such a discipline so you will receive the Or Chadash and therefore implement what the Malchut of Ein Sof Shmo set to do. Okay, I have a problem with that a little bit, and I explain why. In one side, we have the keter of the kav, when it comes, correct?
Right.
And in the end of it, the end at the bottom is what? Malchut.
Yeah.
Certain malchut. Now tell me, at the beginning, how much avyud there is? How much koach there is?
The highest koach.
Everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
What is koach?
It means that it's...
Go further with that. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Koach, it's really potential. Let's hold on that too. Don't go fast. Right now, held back. Here you have the maximum koach in Keter, maximum koach, zero avyut. That's why it's Keter. At Malchut, where the Tzimtzum automatic, it's embedded in it, which is the end, which is the kli. She's Bichina Dalet, Avyut, is 100%. What doesn't have? Koach. What doesn't have?
Koach.
But that also can be said as choice.
Oh, no. Yes, you go. Now, you don't have koach. All you have is Hishtokakut, you have Avyut,
right.
You have desire to pull. Now you have an opportunity to set a Masach.
That gives you the Koach.
That's the Koach by itself.
Yeah.
That's the Koach by itself. That allows you to build the Masach.
Right.
The Tzimtzum is there. That's the Malchut. Keter, Avyut, no Avyut. It's all potential. It's no aviut. But yet at Malchut is the highest of level of Iliut and the highest level of possibility of what? Of Pool. Now let's go here. Let's...
You asked this question because you were telling us what's the difference between Masech and Simson.
Didn't we realize
discovered
it?
Discovered it?
Yeah.
The difference?
Yes.
Okay, so I was looking for something else.
Okay. Now, a Yud. The Yud, he says, what is this Hitlapshut? Let's study what Hitlapshut is. So let's go to Or Penimi. And go to section Yit. Hitlapshut pirusho kemo hit alamut. Hitlapshut is to wear a clothes. What when you wear a clothes, what do?
Reveal what's concealed.
Amlut, that means to conceal. Hitlapshut means to cover. You are in page Kufbet. That's Chelek Gimel Perek Aleph.
Can we go back to the Masach and Tzimtzum for a second? The Tzimtzum is collective and the Masach is individual. So it's...
No, let's understand now what this Masach, where gets created. Because this Masach that you and me we create, it's only legabei ourselves, individuals. Now look at anything individual has a whole.
Right.
Yes, but let's see the first Masach, how it was created. Because we're going to right now study that the Or Ein Sof comes till where? Till Malchut of Atzilut. The Or Ein Sof. It is Malchut of Atzilut exercises the Tzimtzum and Masach in perfection. So the true Keilim of Eser Sefirot are called Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut. That means from the beginning that the Kav started to come to Halal till Malchut of Atzilut is called Olam Tikkun. From the moment that the Kav came in, started the Adam Kadmo, going through Chamisha Partzufim, Partzuf Galgalta, Ein, Bet, Sag, Mem, Hei, Ben. Then created a set of Eser Sefirot, Eser Keilim of Olam Atzilut. This totality of the Kav called Olam Tikkun. These are the ones that sets the rules, the thoughts, the seed, everything necessary to do the Tikkun. Of what? What is the tikkun? What is the tikkun? What is bottom line the tikkun is? No. To create a keilim, asara keilim, asara keilim, that asara lights of Ein Sof can lehit labesh baim. That's the tikkun, to complete Eser Sefirot. What do you think Shabbat we do when we say Keter Yitnu? Is that we complete it by completing the seven? We complete Eser. When you complete the seven, the Eser Sefirot of that point is revealed. That's the totality. It doesn't say in the Torah, Tasuli Mishkan Vashochanti Betocham. What does it say? It says, Tasuli Mishkan, make me something so I can leit labesh. That means you make the vessel, ani mitpashet.
You
are taking me now too far. Let's stay here. Hitlapshut pirusho. Come back, Adam. Hitlapshut pirusho kemo hit alamut. It says, yes, when there is a libush, there is an aspect of concealment. Ke hamel malbush ma'alim et alibush. He says, this libush that you make, you concealing. Come on, you wear a clothes, you come out. Otherwise, you don't reveal yourself. So here he says, Ela shehu mipa'at haratzon shelo lehitgalot. By the type of the clothes that you wear, you really reveal your desire. You covered yourself in order to reveal yourself. Are we in the same page? No, you go one page after. Yud, right on top. ומשום שבלי התיקון של האלמה הזאת, אי אפשר לו להתגלות. Now this is the tikkun, that's how you can accomplish anything. Nothing gets revealed, that means the system has to be as such that has to create a libush so the light can להתלבש בו. Why? Because we studied prior to this the sod atzmut vekeilim. Kli is that libush that you created in order to reveal the light can go and reveal itself through this libush. That's Kli. And what's the end result, bottom line, we said? Is that the Eser Keilim and the Eser lights, Sefirot of Ein Sof, to be revealed. That's bottom line. That includes everything. ואי אפשר לו להתגלות על כן, מתעלים בו ומתגלה על ידו. So the libush is that concept, that מתעלה, it conceals, but at the same time, מגלה. That is the secret of why everything here is opposite. There is hafuch. You gotta push back in order to receive. You gotta return in order to get. There's no other way. Now go refuse to implement Shabbat. Shabbat is the word Teshuvah. It's Lashever, to go back. Now, imagine you don't do the Or Chozer. It's impossible to receive. Impossible. And that's why he says, Mut Yamut. He says, I don't know, this is the system. Here it is telling you, literally, this is the system. It doesn't work otherwise. And here we comes, now again we are talking about created libush, and we know that the Kli doesn't get created unless there is Or Chozer. There is no receiving unless there is Or Chozer. Any kind of receiving. ועל ידו מתעלה בו ומתגלה על ידו. ותיקון כזה, when we say תיקון, that means to accomplish something, to become complete. נקרא תמיד בשם מלבוש או ליבוש. That's the name. הרי שליבוש משמש לבית דברים, לעלם ולגילוי. It says this ליבוש does two things. Remember, has two actions. Has to conceal and to reveal. או בעינינו גם כן, משום שאי אפשר שיהיה השגה לתחתונים באור בלי כלי. And remember, there is no receiving, there is no השגה, there is no being a consciousness of anything if there is no כלי. There are a million things happening in the world. I don't have no idea what's going on because I don't have the כלי of it. As soon as I have the כלי of it, I become aware of it. להשיג על ידו שהביא מתלבש, לכן האור מתלבש ומתעלם בכלי כדי שהתחתון יוכל להשיג אותו. So, I create a vessel And as soon as there is a vessel, the light is going to be the atzmut of that vessel, and it's going to reveal something for me because it is concealed. Then got to be revealed, and when it is revealed, it is revealed what is revealed. As much as I put up, I made the vessel. As much as I can handle, I do my part. It says, that's why it says, whatever you prepared Lail Shabbat, you're going to eat on Shabbat. Whatever you did, it says, you cannot have Shabbat if you don't have the Mishkan, Avodah Shel Mishkan, which is Sheshet Yamim. And what was the secret of Sheshet Yamim? Is that you do... in order to do the Mishkan is to do everything, the will of Hashem, not because for your own pleasure. That is to do the Mishkan. Anything you do for your pleasure, that's your pleasure. But anything you do, Leshem Shamayim, or Lasod Nachat Ruach Lo Yotri, or Lasod Ratzon Buri, without considering the Hana'ah for myself, is called Avodah Shel Mishkan. And if Sheshet Yamim Ata Taseh Et Avodah Mishkan, Shvi'i, which is on, I call Shabbash, Ve'enafash. Ani Mekadesh Etchem. I make you Kadosh. Now what is this business of Kadosh in here? It's very simple, when it is balanced. We're going to talk about it. They are nations that they are with the energy of Chesed. They are nations that are energy of Gevurah. There is one nation was created and given the power called Israel to put these two opposites together. These two opposites together. The whole thing started with two opposites. One is to conceal in order to reveal. This is opposite. I have to push back in order to receive. That's the opposite. Who is that instrument, that vessel, that kekli that can do this? Is Israel. That's why it says, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. So you're going to put these two opposites together. Edin v'rachamim. Chesed v'din. Kuf. Kuf up the kaf. It's a... No, Baruch Hashem.
I know,
you
didn't say
Kuf Bet. You're right. Now, Tikkun HaMasach.
You too? That's why I looked at his page.
Bet. Tikkun HaMasach La'akev et ha'or ha'elyon Min lehitlabesh bekeli malchut. What is the Tikkun? Tikkun, we said, is accomplishment. When you become complete. Shlemut, Hashlama. Hashlama is done only if you have the right masach. If you don't have a right masach and the masach stands to the unbelievable concept of Mim Samech, masach, gematria, 120. It's 10 times 12. That's why you need 12 months, 12 Shevatim. 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the 12 courses in Atom. Everything is this 12 here. It works. Because it's the Masach. It's all about the Masach. All your body is built on Masach. Everything in the world is connected to this Masach. You make a frame, you created the Masach. It's the biggest deal of them all. So here he comes and he says, Tikkun HaMasach, to come to complete understanding. Vahu mafsik. And what is this power of this Masach? Who mafsik, who stops. Bein olam atzilut leshar haolamot. So there is a Masach that is somewhere in olam atzilut and says to Or Ein Sof, die, that's it. You stop. It says, literally, Olamo die. You stop, no more. And that's not allowed to go down. Now, where this Masach is? Malchut of Atzilut.
It must be Bina.
Only Malchut. Malchut of Atzilut. Now, wherever it is, the Malchut of Atzilut. But the Atzilut, this Tikkun, Olam HaTikkun, has an end. Bokero. Has an end. Yes, 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 of course.
Can we say that the tikkun, if we final tikkun, because we call the complete system when the Kli and the Or are together, and because of Shivirat Kelim, part of those Kelim are not complete. So the final tikkun is when those get part of the complete system. So this Or created a separate Eser Sefirot that can meladesh those broken Kelim so that they can become complete.
When did this Kelim happen? Why do we have Olam Tikkun? Because, as you say, when the Kelim got broken, those Kelim that created got broken, it was necessary to create Olam Tikkun. This Shevirat of Kelim happened in Olam Tohu Vavohu, in Adam Kadmon. Then it required Olam Tikkun. Olam Tikkun is what? It's Olam Atzilut is Machshava. It's only a thought. Now, that thought has to be implemented. In order to implement, Malchut of Atzilut had to come with a new idea. And what was the new idea? To create Bereshit, Bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz, Debriya, Yetzira, Asiya, Olam Hazeh. Not only Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, Olam Hazeh. In order Briya, Yetzira, Asiya to bring about that necessary tikkun that Malchut of Atzilut dictates. That means the thought of the idea dictates. We are together.
But the thought, I'm sorry, the thought is to take care of the broken Kelim. That's the thought.
The idea is, it's not even a thought now. It's the totality of the idea is to letaken that Kelim. So Atzmut of Ensof can let labesh bahem. That means tasu li mishkan veshochanti betocham. What is mi shochen betocho? It means leit labesh betocho.
So the masach must be in the bina. That's the biggest masach.
Here you are going off the track. Why? Because masach only you find where? Only on malchut. Only
on malchut.
On anywhere there is a malchut. Yes.
Has a direct relationship to the next world, which is Bria, which is Bina.
That's correct.
So the Bina is our understanding causes the...
Now you jumped again. We will realize very soon, it's not that thought is not that simple. It has a structure of unbelievable. Who creates Bria? What aspect of Atzilut creates Bria? What aspect of Atzilut creates Yetzira? What aspect of Atzilut creates, things get detailed, defined. You're talking about an idea of creation. Every detail that is embedded in the creation is in the thought. Sof, ma'aseh. Ma'aseh is the world of action, yes, of ma'aseh. Be'machsheva techila. That's the importance. And this is that Rav says, Heven etev, you got to remember continuously how this system is working. Continuously. On daily basis, on weekly basis, on monthly basis, and on yearly basis. And then every 7 years, and then every 50 years. It's the cycles that we go through. Let's go here. Now, Chaf... חף והנה כאשר הגיעה התפשטות הנזכר למעלה עד המלכות האצילות ראה המעציל העליון שאין כוח בתחתונים לקבל האור ההוא אם יתפשט יותר. At that moment, when it came the light to the Malchut, Ari HaKadosh says it came to the Malchut of it came up to Malchut of Atzilut, he says, well, there is a problem here. You cannot go further because there is no capability of receiving this type of a light that you are talking about, Yoter. Va'az ka'asher nigmar ha'kili ha'sirit da'atzilut. Now, what do you mean, nigmar ha'kili? How a kli can become complete? What are you talking about in this regard? Nasa sham, ka'asher nigmar ha'kili ha'sirit da'atzilut. נעשית שם מסך ופרגוד. A מסך was created after the כלי עשירית is completed, he said. Then there was a מסך. פרגוד is a separation, separate, curtain. אחד, והמפסיק בין האצילות לשאר העולמות שלמטה ימינו. Let's go kaf again or pinmi. Kiloma, אחרי שכבר התפשטת האור בגימל בחינות ראשונות שנקרא חוכמה בינה זרמפי. When we say התפשטות, what do we mean then by התפשטות? That means the light has come through phase one, which is חוכמה, phase two, which is בינה, phase three means זרמפי. This is called התפשטות. Up till then, שהגיע להתפשט לבחינת דלת, when it came to go to דלת, שנקרא מלכות, או מטרם שנתפשט האור בגימל בחינות הקודמות, אי אפשר להתפשט במלכות להיותם גורמים זו לזו בדרך סיבה ומסובב. He says, how this light came from the beginning, which is חוכמה, till end of Zerampi. What was the system? If the Hitpashtut is considered to make a Kli and it hasn't got to Malchut, he says all this Derech comes from Siba v'Mesuvav. What that means?
Cause and effect.
What that means? Give me more clearance. Yes, cause and effect. That's a literal translation. But what? How did the light came from Chokhmah to Bina? Bina came to Zerampi.
That's the same thing as Melabish, what you're talking about. That's what's happening there.
Yeah. How? But it says the Derech was cause and effect. There was no Masach in here. In reality, yes, there is a Malchut of Bina, there is a Malchut of Zerampin, but none of those, they have the Masach, that type of a Masach in order to, of a Bechina Dalet. Bina has Bechina Dalet of its own, but it doesn't have that Bechina Dalet that can reveal everything.
But Mesubar means that it's round, so it's a Bechina.
Yeah, that as well. Yes, I understand. But one is cause and one is the effect.
So that's exactly what that means, is that it has gone all the way down to the Malchut of that level.
Uh-huh.
And it came back and then Igulin is got
revealed. Reveals that aspect. But this doesn't reveal the whole thing. Here it says, up till now, the Bechinat Gimel has been revealed only by the way of cause of ve siba ve mesuva.
It only has siba one member. I'm serious.
You're not, they are all ideas are the same. Yes, I understand. But we have to understand that the way the light comes in the Gimel Rishonim, that means when it comes to Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, it comes this way. Siba ומסובב. למד. למד שאין כוח בתחתונים לקבל האור ההוא אם יתפשט יותר. כי הכוח הצמצוב רוכל על בחינת דלת, ומשום זה אין כוח בבחינת דלת. There is no power in the בחינת דלת שהיא התחתונה מכולם לקבל אור. There is no כוח. Absolutely none. It's aviut. Mem, kasher nigmar akili asirid da'atzilut. Now, what is this concept of the asirid, the malchut, nigmar? Tahaynu b'china dalet she'nikra malchut. That means the phase four, which we call malchut. O mashmienu b'ze la'avchin, and brings us to come to a conclusion she'kli malchut v'masach shebo hem bet inyanim meyuchadim. He says, understand that the vessel of Malchut, Labriut, and the Masach that is in this Malchut are two different things. The Kli and the Masach are absolutely two different things. Ki Kli Malchut hu or shenit avele b'china dalet. He says, what's the Kli? He says, that aviut that has come about in Malchut. That aviut defines the Kli. Keniskal lemala, she'aleya rochev koach atzimtzum. And on this concept of Bechina Dalet, rochev, is this concept of tzimtzum that is sholet alav, controls it. Ve'masach ve'pergut she'aleya, and this masach and this curtain that is over it, netaken ba le'achar kach. That means they came about and they were implemented, they were built, they were born, they came about into existence afterward.
Afterward.
Let's just go step by step, it becomes clear. Now, Masach ve'pergud hem davar echad. Says the curtain and the Masach, really, they are the same thing. Klomar she'nasa sham koach me'akev ke'ain machatzit Ke'ein mechitza hamagened mimala lemalchut. Mechitza means this separation. We create a curtain, a dam. And this dam doesn't allow that malchut to receive any light. This light. Which light? This chokhmah. Me'akev chokhma. Me'akev chokhma, or chokhma. Now, if any other light, does it me'akev?
No.
It's not supposed to. It will not. Now, let's see how he recognizes between these two. No, the Masach is that concept that under circumstances, as per your control, you can define how much to receive. Tzimtzum is absolute no.
Yes, but if by definition itself is a vessel.
Who? Masach is not a vessel.
That's what I'm saying. So we cannot compare what is not a vessel with a vessel.
And the Rav says, he says, Shnei Devarim Shonim. It's two different things. He says, first, be prepared, and achar kach. What is the word achar kach?
Afterward.
That means this has to be, the Kli has to be complete after the how the Kli gets complete. When there is Hishtokekut or Bichinat Dalet. Then the Kli is complete. That means the first three phases has to be completed. That's a hitpashtut. The hitpashtut must be there. Excuse me. On Shabbat we get neshama yetira?
Yeah.
Yes? How many days it stays with you?
The Wednesday?
No, so for Shabbat.
What are you talking about? 3 days, okay, 72 hours.
It's about the crush that you feel.
That's because you do it. Listen, we're going to study Tuesday, Neshama Yetira.
Yeah.
The Neshama goes after Shabbat. Sunday, no, Neshama stays with you Sunday, that's the Yom Machshava. Monday leaves. Tuesday, the last aspect, Nefesh, leaves. Monday, Ruach. Sunday, the Neshama. The whole thing, it doesn't go. So his talkut of or is in 3 steps. So that means there must be filled up 3 steps in order to empty out 3 steps. So here, first there is Chokhma, Bina, Zerampin, receives. Now Bichna Daled, Avyud Bichna Daled is happened, the Kli Asirit is made. Now you can establish a masach.
Why is it that for filling it up it takes 6 days and for emptying it takes 3 days?
It doesn't. It takes the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is the 3 Sefirot Elyonot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Then the emptiness, feeling empty, more empty, more empty, more empty, is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's why Wednesday, Thursday, Friday called Netzach Hod Yesod, Regalim. And we have Shalosh Ed, Regalim. That means there are 3 periods of the doing things. And it completes the 6. In part, in prat, and in the whole is all the same. So when we're studying it here, we are studying the DNA level of it to see it works. It works in the week. It works. Same thing applies during the whole day. Same thing applies in 1 hour. Same thing applies in 1 minute.
But I do agree that on Shabbat and most holidays, for instance, harsh landing, you feel it. Like a boom, boom, boom.
You're very high.
Yeah, I was like, boom. Somebody calls you and
you know why? What it is. When there is a crash landing, that means you haven't done enough mitzvot.
Yeah.
You haven't created enough kli. And then you are full of light, and somebody opens, it's like you are full of gas in a room. It's a full of gas, and you spark a light, pow! And then there is a clash. So it requires, why they say, in Havdalah, Rabotai,
Kavana,
Le Havdalah. What that means?
Prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself. You're going to learn. It's telling you that totally is going to be changed. So you have to do the transition. One of the ways of not to, I tell you why you feel that way, because I've gone through it. You see, you are in a rush. You become in the rush. The whole, you tested the menucha,
yeah.
The concept of menucha, and then suddenly you are rushed. You rush either you're promised, or you have to go to a party, or your wife is waiting for you, or your husband is waiting for you, or the kids are waiting for you, or there is something you have to do. You keep on running. So you start immediately the Yamei Chol with what? With what the Machshavot Satan got you to do, is to rush. That's how you crash. It's one of the biggest is when you rush. That's why he says after the Shabbat is finished, hey, relax. Don't move. Don't get out of the Bet Knesset 1, 2, 3. Stay. Refuse to react to the now finished. What finished? That's one of the biggest reasons. So that's why there is a Seuda Revi. The Seuda Revi is don't push it, because there is a difference. That by itself shows you there is a difference between Shabbat and not energy of Shabbat. That's how important Shabbat is. The 3 parashiyot is only talks about Shabbat. It's to understand the concept of Shabbat, to understand all this. It's literally this. It's Bat Shin. It's Shabbat. Bat Shin. Who is the Bat? It's the Malchut. And who is the Shin? is the Gimel Elyonim, the top one, which is Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, as far as we are concerned, but Gimel Rishonim. Now, let's go to Samech. Kelomar shemasach ze milvad haganato al malchut. This masach is really hagana al malchut. Yesh lo od inyan, other than aspect of lahagen al malchut, to defend malchut, shehu mafsik ben olam atzilut leshar ha'olamo. Now, where is the olam atzilut in you? Your machshava. So, what is telling you right now? What's your conclusion? As far as you're concerned. So if you have the light of Ein Sof, or light of Elyon, whatever it is, it comes till Malchut of Atzilut. Where is Malchut of Atzilut? End of my thought. So where is this Masach that I'm talking about has to be implemented? The Malchut of my thought. That's Malchut of my Atzilut. And he says, the Masach gets implemented after the Kli Asirit is completed. What is he telling you? He tells you, until the thought is not completed, Eser Keilim of your thought is not completed, don't put it into action. That's the Masach. Then you cannot, until you don't know the whole idea, can you act upon it? If you rush, you miss the boat. But when you complete the Eser Sefirot of the thought, now you have a Masach. That's why it says, Sof Ma'aseh B'machsheva Techila. Lahatchil, anything. The machshava has to be complete. If the machshava is not complete, never, ever the tolada is going to be healthy. It's going to be with mum. It's going to have something wrong with it. Something is missing. That's exactly what it wants to tell you. Remember that at the beginning Rav said, in order for you to understand what this kav is to you to understand what Adam is. So everything that he says, you find a pointer within yourself, in your body, in your mind, in your psychic part, and into your physical part. Both.
This massage that we are talking about that separates the mind from the action part, can have our own masachim, and it has to be built up based on the original idea. Otherwise, you'd be using your own masach and you wouldn't even.
Bravo! That's why it gives you Shalosh Regalim, that's why it gives you Pesach, Shavuot, and Rosh Hashanah, all the way to Sukkot, for purpose of you do what? Only to build your masach. Nothing else. Absolutely. Absolutely. And now what you do in this period that you are building the Masach, you create Libushim for revelation. Now, and if you don't have a Masach, if you are not ready for Pesach, you are not doing the things that's supposed to be done for Pesach or Shabbat, do you create a Libush Meyuchad LeShabbat? Do you dress up Meyuchat for Shabbat? What that means? Why? Because Shabbat is needs its in own clothes. Do you do the things that you do on Shabbat during the week? No, you don't. As a matter of fact, 39 things that you do, you're not doing on Shabbat. So what are you doing? I am revealing a different Libush. Now, is there a concept called in Shabbat Tosefet? Mm-hmm. What is Tosefet Shabbat? What is the word Tosefet? What do you want to do to Sefer? Do you want to Sefer? Is there anything you want to Sefer? You want to add to yourself? You keep on, you want to add yourself. So the whole concept is to have the possibility of hidrachavut, to become rahav, to become, to expand in every aspect. So you need hitpashtut. But if you need hitpashtut, you need hitlapshut. And if you need to create libush, you need masach. Now, what is individual masach? What is masach? What is, how can I produce masach?
By tzimtzum.
What is tzimtzum? Tzimtzum already before masach. Well, I am at the masach level. I am a masach level. I want to create a masach so this masach does the job correctly, so when it comes Shabbat, I can get to Sefer. Lasod nachad ruach, lasod ratzon bori, lasod the mishkan, tasuli mishkan vashochanti betocham. 6 days. This became the rule because the guy made sin. He says, okay, in order for you to correct the sin, things change. Now we are with the sinners here. So he says, okay, in order to do, you have to do mishkan. You have to cause the mishkan. The egel azahav caused the new idea, the new tikkun of lasot mishkan.
Okay, but for that, you need to know good from bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and that is doing the sin. So it's like a paradox.
And now, in order that he says you continuously, you're going to do that, I'm going to give you a 365 mitzvot of lo maase, 248 of maase, for you to correct yourself in the level of the basar, atzamot, mochin, gidim, ve'o. 5 levels.
Okay, so this is really the whole paradox. The sin holds the miracle. Because to understand good and bad, you have to do what Adam did, to eat from Eitz HaDaat.
Yeah. So that's why Shabbat is there.
So that's why Chet is also eight.
It's all this is fine, but stay here. Any questions? Any question till here? Now I want to understand the concept, then those things Torah will come easy for you. If you understand that how this system here is working with us, that how this masach gets implemented, what is the idea of a masach? Where do I have to put a masach? Where can I implement a masach? How can I strengthen my masach? Is my masach gets speared in and is not good anymore? Yes. Is the curtain start having holes? Can you stop the light? The light is going to come in and burn out.
So how do you repair your masach?
Every Shabbat. Every Shabbat, that's the only way to repair your masach is Shabbat. Shabbat is given for you to refurbish yourself. Shabbat is a blessing that one, if utilizes properly, can, it says, brings Gamara Tikkun. It brings Gamara Tikkun. What it means, Gamara Tikkun? That means it completes the idea. Makes the tikkun.
What kind of consciousness you should have on Shabbat to be able to
repair something that you have? It's by just. Shabbat says, don't make chidush. Don't make chidush. Anything that causes chidush, you stop.
That's
because you're trying to separate machshava from the action.
Bravo.
Bravo.
So in order for me not to get new ideas, to implement new ideas, to make chidush, what do I do? He says, "En chadash tachat hashemesh." What that means? It means the only thing that as long as you delve in Torah and you stay in the Torah and you stay in the Seudot and you stay in the idea of Shabbat, that's why Zuchor, you don't make no Chidush. You stop the Chidush. Chidush is to make something new in the Mishkan. That's why Shabbat Doche Avodat Mishkan. That's why when on Shabbat you don't do Mishkan. On Shabbat, you should experience the owning. And that's why it's so interesting to understand what is this Neshama Yetira that is supposedly you take part of it on Yom Shishi, I mean Lail Shabbat. How many hours is Shabbat?
36.
Bravo. 36 hours is letter-wise. How do you make 36? Letter-wise. Use letters. Lamed, Hey, Aleph, Ele. Ele Elohecha Israel, that's after they made the Egel Azav. Ele became the Tikkun. So the Tikkun really is Shabbat. But I cannot do Shabbat. Listen. Can I on every Shabbat go to bed and sleep and do nothing the whole Shabbat, 24 hours? Mm-hmm. I kept Shabbat? Yes. But is that going to help me? Mm-hmm. Not a iota. Why? Because he says, Sheshed Yamim Da'avod. If you don't work 6 days, there is no Shabbat. The 6 days, the activity that you did in part of Mishkan, gives you the possibility for you to have Shabbat. Now, why am I emphasizing Shabbat in this class? We are not supposed to talk about Shabbat in this class. Because if not every Shabbat, we don't work on our Shabbat, and we are not a student of Shabbat, because he gave Shabbat to who? Finally, he gave the Shabbat to who? Vayekel, that's the next week parasha, Vayekel Moshe, Kol Adat B'nei Israel. It's a Shabbat is given because Vayekel is when Moshe came back after Yom Kippur and brought the Shnei Luchot, the second Luchot. Vayekel. And Moshe got everybody. He says, hey, are you interested in the deal that I brought? That's the second Luchot. That's the second Brit. Are you interested? All those Adat, all those that they had the knowledge, they came to Moshe. Who gives Neshama Yetira? Moshe. Moshe looks at you, how much you studied this week? As per that, he's going to give you a Neshama Yetira.
That also depends on what I do during the 6 weeks. I don't get it automatically.
No. Yeah, you get automatically of what automatically you did 6 weeks.
Regardless of what I do, I'm entitled to it.
Huh?
Regardless of what we do, we're entitled to that.
Oh yeah, you are a Jew, you're going to get.
It's regardless of the, I don't know if you're entitled. The word is not, it's available.
Oh, it's going to give you. For example, let's say. Hold on. Let's say you're the guy idea that doesn't remember Shabbat, doesn't know Shabbat,
yeah,
doesn't keep kosher. Let's go to the worst case, Chas V'Shalom, right? Yeah. Is this guy gets the Neshama Yetira? Of course he gets. But what is going to get? He says in every aspect that he did these 6 days, he is going to get a Neshama to help him to start to correct. The whole thing is tikkun. So the guy is going too far. What kind of a neshama is going to get? He's going to get a neshama, he's going to bring him to type of isurim and negaim and the problems for him to face his reality. Neshama Yetira Moshe is for everybody. Even is for the guy like Korach. Even for a guy who is really doesn't believe. He brought out the Erev Rav. He is going to help him. Now, if you do the work of a tzaddik, listen. And then what are you going to get? You get another tzaddik, and a shama of another tzaddik, that on Shabbat to elevate you to leitrachev, to expand your teh, for the, your next week. That's why you say, Ve'inu amadona Eloheinu, aleinu, ma'asei adeinu, konenehu. Five times nun vav, manspach. You take care of all the gevurot, and you mituk of gevurot. When only? Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.